Amen. We need that. And as I've been saying, I believe that God wants to raise some of you up to go and to do that. And in this day and in this hour, it's time. Amen. Now, I won't share long because I know we're already at 11:15, but praise God, Martin. I love to hear the testimonies, man. It's just so encouraging about what God's doing around the world, but what he wants to do in Corona too. Amen. Somebody asked us the other night when we were packaging up all this stuff. They asked, because the guy from Saturate America was here with us Friday night, and he shared with us. And somebody said, well, what if somebody, you know, wants to come against us for handing this out, you know? And I think it can't be anywhere near close to what goes on that side of the world. You know, and as I said, I've knocked on thousands of doors in Corona, and I've only had one person ever slam the door in my face. So come this Saturday and be ready, amen? We're going to talk to you again about Holy Spirit prayers, 1 Corinthians 14, 1 through 5. Put that up there. Prophecy in tongues, verse 1, pursue love, desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come into your word, I pray our hearts would be stirred. Our spirit man would be so stirred to connect with you in a supernatural way. That, Lord, that you speak to us by the Holy Spirit today and you continue to change us and transform us. And truly, God, that we not leave here the same. That, Lord, from the word that Martin has shared with us today and the word you put in my heart, God, that, Lord, we leave changed. And we thank you for this time in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. One of the majors of the Bible, probably the major of the Bible, is love. Love. He said, you have to pursue love. I know that Pastor Jesse and I went into this one place and we taught 8 hours a day for 5 days in a row. And when we were there, you know, they wanted us to come and teach on prophetic ministry. They wanted us to come teach on, you know, on the gifts and everything. And Pastor and I, Jesse and I, we went in there and we did 5 days, 8 hours a day on the fruit of the Spirit. And we began with love. Because listen, if you can't love people, you can't minister effectively for God. You got to get rid of all prejudice, all anger, all frustration. You got to be filled with the love of God to effectively move in the Spirit to touch people's lives. And it's got to be deep-rooted in us. You know, he said, though I speak with the tongues of men in 1 Corinthians 13, he says, well, I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love. I've become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. So if we can't speak with the love of God, if we can't move in the love of God, sharing the gospel is like banging on them cymbals up there to people's ears. I don't want that. I want my labors to be effective, amen? I want to go in the love of God. I want to love people. I want to love God, love people. And love is a very powerful key to our walk with God. If we don't love, it doesn't matter how gifted you are. Because you're nothing without love. You got to have the love of God in you, amen? In our prayer lives, we need to love. And see, because when I pray, if I'm praying not out of love, I may pray my way for you instead of God's way. I may pray my flesh for you if I don't love you. And when I pray my flesh for you, I'm not praying effectively because I'm not praying what God would have for you, amen? I'm praying what I would have for you. So my prayer life is ineffective if I can't love the people that I'm praying for. Amen. He says, bless those who curse you. How can you bless the ones that curse you if you don't have the love of God? How can you flow if you're not loving, if it's love of God's not filling your heart? We need to love God and allow Him to fill our hearts with His love. Amen? I don't want to pray my desires for people. I want God's desires for the people. Amen? I want God's way of doing things, His way of being right, to be accomplished in people, not Ron King's way. Amen? Because we all have our way. We get set in our ways. Oh my gosh, we get so set in our ways. You know, we get formed as we're little kids and we grow up and we get in that rut, you know, and sometimes we need God to break us out of that cycle so that we can do things God's way. As we talk more about Holy Spirit prayers, we need to always love be at the front of what we're praying. Love has got to flow through us. And as we read last week, the Holy Spirit helps us to pray. He helps us. He says in Romans 8:26, likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. Is there anybody here that's honest enough to say you have some weaknesses? I mean, if we're all honest, we all raise our hand, you know, because we all have weaknesses, but the Holy Spirit's here to help us in our weaknesses. Amen. And he says, and then he goes into prayer. We don't know what to pray, what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercessions for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Now, these groanings, they come through us. It's not always pretty. And I think, you know, a lot of us, we hold back because we're afraid of what's going to come out. We're not sure what it's going to sound like, what's going to come out of our mouths. You know, I've just gotten to the point in my life, I don't care what comes out. You know, when the Spirit's on me, I'm going to move with it and just let it flow. I remember one time I was praying, Pastor Rob, like a warring Indian. And I was praying over my daughter. And Pastor Dave's like, Ron, you're getting a little intense over there, you know, because, I mean, he's like, where did that come from? I said, I have no idea. You know, but when the Spirit comes like that, I just prayed it out. I've heard Mama Carol pray in Korean and Chinese, and I remember Delonda prayed in Asian language for 2 years before we ever went to an Asian country. And it just comes, amen? And you just let it flow. You don't hold back. See, because if you hold back, you limit what God wants to do in you. So in 1 Corinthians 14, in these passages, it talks about three ways of speaking by the Holy Spirit. One is prophecy, one is in tongues, and one is interpretation of tongues. That's what that passage in. And if we include Romans, there's groanings too that happen. And, you know, that's why they put the intercessors in the back of the house. When people start groaning in the Spirit, people start heading for the door too. It's the truth. You don't know how to handle that. And a lot of that stuff freaks people out. They're like, oh, you see them people at New Hope? They were groaning, you know. I remember back in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, people were like, well, they barked like a dog, or they roared like a lion, you know. And I remember going to a meeting one time, and I went out for prayer, and the guy came, and he just roared over me. And bam, the anointing hit me so strong, I hit the ground. I'm like, okay. Because that's where I want to be. I want, okay, God, whatever you want to do, I don't care. Just, I want to be there. Amen. I want you to move through me. I want your Spirit to fill me. I want to have the Holy Spirit. So I'm not trying to fulfill Ron. Amen. I'm trying to do the will of God. Because that's what matters, to do the will of God. And he said, in prophecy, it says prophecy edifies the whole church. Amen. A prophetic word edifies the whole church. And as we talk about prophecy for a minute, it means to edify somebody, to exhort them, to bring comfort to all men. So prophecy is meant to bring edification, to bring exhortation, to bring comfort. So, you know, how many of you ever need edification? You need somebody to build you up, you know? But that's also what praying in tongues does. When you're praying in the Spirit, it builds your spirit up. It edifies your spirit. And that's why Paul said, I pray in tongues more than y'all. Because, I mean, Paul was, I mean, this was a guy that he went to the hard places. He went to those places where he got beat up, thrown in prison. He got stoned. He got beaten with rods. He got whipped. He got, you know, rocks thrown at him. He went to the hard places. And so he said, I pray in tongues more than y'all. Why? He needed to be built up. And you need to be built up. You need to pray in the Spirit. You need to pray in tongues. It's so edifying to my heart when I'm praying in the Spirit.
you know, to be able to allow the Spirit of God to flow in me. Amen? You know, but back to prophecy for a minute. He says, I wish you would all prophesy. You know, a prophecy can be very simple. You don't have to make this very hard. How many of you read your Bible? Okay, we'll work on the rest of you. I read it every day. And so in reading the scriptures, I see things, and I highlight them, Pastor Jesse. I highlight them, and I'm like, underline. But then, you know, then I meet with somebody, and I'm talking with somebody, and I say, hey, you know, I just read this scripture today, and I think this will just bless your heart. And I give them that scripture that's touched me, and I'm prophesying to them. See, I'm sharing that word. Scott, you put up that picture up there. Edward, you put up those words. You're prophesying to people that receive that word, because that's what the prophetic word is you're sharing the word of God with people, the word of the Lord, and you can use it right out of the Bible. You can read it and take it and say, hey, I know you're going through a tough time, but I just read today that my God shall supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. Our God shall supply. So I know you're in a tough spot right now. I know you're really going through it, but let's just rely on God, because God says he's got it. And as Martin said today, you know, God's got everything. Or Pastor Jesse, somebody said, Pastor Jesse, God's got everything. Amen. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The silver is his, the gold is his. He's got it. And we just got to get into that position that we trust him with it. And so we can encourage one another. We can say, hey, I know you're in that tough time. I know you're battling physically today. I know you've got some ailments. I know people have been sick. They've been battling. But I do know this. My God is my healer. Amen. Yeah. He says, by his stripes, I am healed. Yeah. Amen. We are healed because of what he did. How many of you are forgiven of all your sins? Then you're healed of all your diseases. See, so prophecy can be very just encouraging to people, uplifting. And, you know, let's see, encourage, exhort one another. Pastor Jesse, come here. This is what it means to exhort somebody. That you lock arms with them.
Amen.
And you help them get where they need to go. You just lock arms with them. It's just that simple. You walk with them. You just walk with them.
Amen.
Amen. And you go with them. And that's what we're called to do. That's prophecy. That's exhorting somebody. Come on, you can do it, bro.
Amen.
I know you can do it. I know God's anointing is on your life to do great things for him.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So we can exhort one another. We can lift them up. And how many of you ever need comfort? You know, and sometimes comforting is very tough. You know, I mean, not very tough. I mean, you just got to sit and cry with them.
Amen.
And that brings comfort. I've sat and I've cried with Margaret before. A couple of times on some really tough issues and stuff. Number of you just sat and cried with you, because, man, there's just some things you just don't got words for. Except God loves you. Sometimes we just need to know God loves us, and you know what we need to know? Is that somebody on this earth loves us too. That somebody's willing to come alongside and just love you. We need to know that sometimes. That's prophecy. That's prophecy. It's as simple as that. Exhorting, encouraging, edifying, comforting. Amen? We can all do that. Amen? I get going. I get way ahead of where I'm at. But the great thing about the Word of God is in Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, it says, rain and snow come down from the sky. They do not go back until they water the earth. They make it sprout and grow. I mean, have you seen the grass lately? Oh my gosh, it's so green. It's so beautiful. The hills are green. The rain has come. It's encompassing. It's growing. You know, and it says, my word, which comes from my mouth, is like the rain and snow. His word is like that comes from his mouth is like the rain and snow. It will not come back to him without results. It will accomplish whatever I want and achieve whatever I send it to do. So when you speak the word of God over somebody, it's going to accomplish it what it was sent to do. Amen? And that's where we've got to get the word in us so that we can spread it. Just pour it out to people. So when we speak the word over someone, we're prophesying. How many of you can do that? I mean, Paul said, I wish you'd all be prophets. I wish you'd all encourage one another. I wish you'd all bring edification. I wish you'd all bring comfort to one another. That's what I say. I wish you would all do it. But my main focus, and I'll probably have to finish this next week, but let me just get point one. Tongues, speaking in tongues, edifies you when you pray in tongues. It edifies you, your spirit, your mind. It builds you up. It encourages you. How many of you ever need encouragement? Pray in the spirit. Pray in tongues. You know, edifies means this. It means it's to be a house builder. That is to construct something, to build, to edify, to embolden. And that word embolden means this. It's such a powerful word. Everybody say embolden. Embolden. Come on, a little bit more. Embolden. Embolden. It means to encourage, to fill with courage. Embolden implies the giving of courage sufficient to overcome timidity or reluctance. The ability to overcome timidity or reluctance. And if you go to 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, he says, "For God has not given you a spirit of timidity or fear, but power, love, and a sound mind." He has given us a spirit that is powerful, amen, that is fearless, that gives courage. So when we talk about being emboldened from that word of edifying, tongues edifies, tongues emboldens you. It gives you such courage that you're not afraid to do what God has called you to do. You're not afraid to go to the hard places because you've been emboldened by the Spirit of God. You are strengthened. You are full of courage. You're not the cowardly lion, amen? You are full of courage, willing to go and do what God calls you to do. But, you know, some people say, "Well, I can never do what he does." Well, God's not asking everybody to do what he does. God's not asking you to do everything I do. But God is asking you to get up and walk across the room and tell somebody. Amen. You don't have to go far. And that 20,000 holes we're going to hit in Corona here. We don't have to go far. It's just a walkabout. You just got to be emboldened. Yeah, by God. By his spirit. Let that strength just fill you. Let it just fill you today. Amen. You build yourself up. You strengthen yourself in the Spirit so that you have such courage and such boldness that people can't hold you back from sharing your faith. People can't hold you back from sharing the love of God. You're emboldened with it. You're on fire to do it. You're just so full of courage. You're like, "I'm going to do it no matter what. I need to stop caring." See, Martin and I were talking before the service, you know. We're so afraid, you know, what if we got down to where we only got one meal a day? Or what if somebody beat us up? Or, you know, what if we went to jail over sharing our faith? You know, it doesn't happen a lot in America. I do know the guy here Friday night said he was arrested in Dearborn, Michigan last week, sharing his faith in America. They were arrested in America. So you can't tell me that stuff ain't gonna come home to us, you know, but it's happening all over the world now. Everywhere we go, it's going on out there. But when you pray in tongues, it builds you up, strengthens your walk with Jesus. Remember the scripture in Hebrews 2:18? I didn't read that one to you, but it's in my notes somewhere in here. But it says, "He is able to aid those who are tempted." You know, by when we're filled with the Spirit, he's able to aid us when we're tempted. How many of you ever get tempted? Come on, man. Some of you won't raise your hand no matter what. But I know we all get tempted on things. And we've all need Jesus to help us through those things. Amen? But Acts 1:8, "You shall receive power." Everybody say power.
Power.
"When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." So, point number one is tongues edifies you when you pray in the Spirit. It edifies you. It builds you up. Point number two is it empowers you. It empowers you. The Holy Spirit gives you power. He empowers you to do the things that Jesus did. He says, if you believe in the things that Jesus did, you're going to do greater things than he did. That's the promise to us. You're going to do greater things than Jesus did. How many of you feel like you're doing greater things than Jesus did? Then you need to pray in the Spirit a little bit more. I'm in that boat with you. I mean, no matter what I do, I just feel like it's never going to be measure up to what Jesus did, because that guy was incredible. I've yet to have a meeting where everybody walked out healed. Well, I take that back. One time in Peru, I did. Everybody that we prayed for left healed. Isn't that what you want? And you might say, well, I'm never going to be up there. Well, what if you're at the grocery store and you got that one, just one person? Not everybody, just that one person. That's in line in front of you, or the line behind you. And you say, you know what? I believe God heals. Can I pray for you today? You know what? They're either going to say, yes, please, or they're going to say, no. It's yes or no. When we've gone out treasure hunting and we meet people, we're out there witnessing, we just say, hey, can we pray for you? It's either yes or no. But I've yet to have somebody deny prayer, too. You shall receive power. And that power is the ability to do miracles. And the power we need, the miracle-working power we need, is to get us to go. To get us to walk right. I mean, there's nothing like deaf ears opening. There's nothing like dead limbs coming back to life. There's nothing like emphysema leaving people. I remember one lady, she had nosebleeds every day. And prayed for her, and she never had a nosebleed again. I met her 6 months later. She said, I met a man in Beijing, and he prayed for me. And I'm like, well, praise God. And she told me how the Lord healed her of the nosebleeds. And glory to God, I was the one that prayed for her. See, there's nothing better when you pray for somebody and you know that they got healed. Amen. You see it. It manifests in front of you. But there's nothing better than the Christian living as a witness to the glory of God all the time. That is incredible. See, that's what Jesus did. Jesus walked the walk. He lived a sinless life for us. And to me, that's the greatest thing. That's the greatest miracle we could have happen, is that we walk out our salvation to the fullest extent to the glory of God. And along the way, see signs and wonders and miracles. You see, because if you can do signs and wonders and miracles, but then you come back, you know, and you're the meanest person on the planet. If Martin came in here and he was so mean to us, I'd be like, brother, you need to go back out on the mission field or something, you know. But he's not. He's tender-hearted towards people. You see, because when you're not walking in the Spirit, but see, because God will give you the gift. He'll give you the gift of healing. He'll put it into your hands. Because he'll know how you use it. And he won't take it back. But you're mean to everybody. But he still, the gifts and callings are without repentance. He doesn't take them back. He gives you a gift and he allows you to use it. Now, it's up to us to glorify God with the giftings, amen? With the gifts that God gives you, you're to glorify God. You're to honor God in all that you say and all that you do, amen? And that's hard, Carol. Because sometimes that old man wants to jump up and get active. Maybe I'm the only one. And we got to keep the old man down. I'm not talking about your daddy. I'm talking about your flesh. You got to keep him down so that when you're out there and you're flowing with God, that you're moving in the power of God. You see, in Matthew 28:18, it says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Jesus has all authority. Amen? That's what it says. Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He has all the authority, which is another power word. So Jesus has the authority, the power, and that is the right to use the power I'm talking to you about today. That's the exousia, and it's the authority over the power that we have. Amen? So, you know, and I know I've told you this before, but Pastor Rob is the gunner on the ship. He's the gunner. He's got that big old gun, and you could just, you know, you're the man. You're there. But But Pastor Rob is a man under authority. Now, Martin is Jesus. He's the captain of the ship. He has all the authority. Pastor Rob has the power because he's been filled with the Holy Spirit. But Martin is Jesus. He's filled with the authority to use the power. Now, Pastor Rob's like, I want to pull the trigger. You know, that's right here in my hands. But Pastor Rob is a man submitted to the authority of Jesus Christ. Amen? And so when Martin, Jesus, has all the authority to use the power. So what Jesus did is he said, in John chapter 16, let's look at that real quick. John 16, 14 and 15. It says, he will glorify me, the Holy Spirit. Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit. He will glorify me, and he will take as what is mine and declare it to you. So the Holy Spirit will take of what is Jesus's, and he'll declare it to you. So Jesus has all the authority, the exousia, so he's declaring it to you so that you can go and you can pull the trigger whenever you feel God tugging on you to pull the trigger. That you can do the dunamis power, which is the miracles, the miracle working power, because Jesus has released that authority to you to be led by the Spirit to do these things. You just got to be willing to be led. Because he's not holding anything back from us. How are we going to do the things that Jesus did if we got to wait? You know, man, I get him. I'm not a waiter. I'm like, let's do it. But Jesus says, Barry, I'm going to give you the authority to use the power of God that's in you. And we've got to be willing to step out in it. We've got to be willing to take that step of faith to know that God wants to move through you in a powerful way. Amen? So you got power, and then you're empowered to be a witness. You're empowered to go door to door and pray to God that somebody opens the door. You're not knocking on them. You're just going to hang on the door, but pray that somebody opens the door so you can share your faith with them. What's your faith? What's Jesus done in your life? Just share that. You have the power to be a witness. You have the power to be a witness. Everybody say witness. Witness. You're a witness. You can share your faith with people. And number four, it's everywhere you go, from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth, from Corona to Riverside to California to Timbuktu, who cares? It's you have the power within you for everywhere you go to share the gospel of Jesus. Everywhere you are is your ground. Everywhere you go is your territory. Everywhere your feet that are shod with the gospel of peace. You know how they shod a horse, right? You know, they nail that horseshoe on. The gospel should be nailed to us, amen? It shouldn't be something that just comes off. It shouldn't be something that's not noticeable. It should be something that's alive inside of each one of us, amen? It should be so alive in us that we're willing to go and to do, amen? We've got to get filled, overflowing with the Spirit of God, so that we're empowered to go and to do these things. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise today. We thank you, Father God, that, Lord, you did not leave us as orphans, but you sent another, the Holy Spirit, who was with us and now is in us. I pray today, God, that you would stir our hearts, God, and we'd be so stirred, Father, Lord, by your Spirit, that we not sit back any longer. We'd be emboldened with the courage from above. Lord, that Spirit of power, love, and sound mind. Lord, to go and to do what you've called us to do. I pray, Father, that we'd be willing to speak in the Spirit, to speak in tongues, God, like never before. Maybe you're here today and you say, Pastor Ron, I want that. I want the Holy Spirit to fill me today. If that's you, just raise your hand right now. Amen, 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 amen. Why don't we all stand to our feet? And those of you that raise your hand, just come to the front right now. Come to the front right now that you want to be filled with the Spirit today. Just come on. Come on. I don't care if you've been filled before either. Just come on. Come and get filled today. Come. And Pastor Rob, Jesse, Terry, and come behind them and stuff. Come in front of them.
Let's begin to pray. All the altar workers, come on, come on, come front. Come on. It's okay. Nobody's going to bite you. Yay. Hallelujah. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. Maybe we can get a couple of ladies over here. And Edward, why don't you come over here on this gentleman or right here, this guy right here. Come on, Nate. Praise God. Scott, why don't you come and on this guy right here, please. Down with this brother right here. Praise you, Father. This is what we're going to do. Now listen, look, everybody look at me. Look at me. The Holy Spirit's not going to move your mouth. You got to begin to speak, okay? Don't just stand there with your mouth open. Just begin to speak when I tell you to. But I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask that you repeat a prayer after me, and then I'm going to pray for you, and then when I'm done, we're all going to pray in tongues. Can I get an amen? Amen. So when I'm done, just know, when I'm done, when I say amen and I start praying in tongues, you just jump right in with me, okay? Don't hold back. Whatever's in there, let it come out. So I want you to repeat a prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your Son Jesus, that he died for me, he rose from the dead, and he's sitting at your right hand. Jesus! Fill me with the promise of the Father. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I invite you in today. I ask that you fill me overflowing today. I ask that you release in me my heavenly language, that I could begin to pray in the Spirit. Yeah, that my heavenly language would just bubble up and out of me. That you do a supernatural work in me, God. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now I'm going to pray over you. Father God, we glorify you. We exalt you, Lord. Yeah. Oh, God, today, Father, I pray that you fill these men and women of God. That, Lord, that your Spirit would be poured out upon us, Father God, like never before. That, Lord, that we would begin to speak with the tongues of angels and not of men, God. That, Lord, our heavenly language would come forth, Father. That, Lord, that you break off all timidity and all fear today in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, that your words by the Spirit of God would come up out of our bellies like living water today, Lord. We surrender our tongue to you, Jesus. We surrender our tongue. And Lord, we want to produce life in the Spirit, God. I pray that you just fill each one of us today as we open our mouth. Your word declares that you will fill it. So, Father, I pray that as these men and women of God begin to speak, Lord, that it flow like a river of living water out of them, Father, by the Holy Spirit. I pray. Amen and amen. You shown that.